Can you please explain how 6-on-6 half-court basketball was played?
6-on-6 basketball. There were six players from each team, three forwards and three guards, and the half-court line was the stopping point, so you had three forwards from one team against three guards from the other team. They would play on that half court, and if there was a score, the ball would come back to the center court on the other end of the court. If there was a shot and it was missed, the guards, if they rebounded the ball, they would dribble back down to half court and try to get it to their forward on the other end. So it was actually, it doesn't sound like it was a very fast-paced game, but if you had good guards and good forwards on both teams, it was pretty fast-paced. The forwards obviously specialized in shooting and passing and trying to score. The guards tried to keep the other team from scoring when they were shooting. So you had those specialized positions, like guards, all they did was guard the forwards and then get the ball down to their forwards on the other end, and then the forwards were trying to score. So obviously you're just trying to score more points than the other team.
It sounds like the positions had to be very specialized.
They were very specialized. Okay. And with forwards, usually you had a point guard or maybe two point guards, or a guard and a forward, and then you had a post player that played mostly in under the basket or close to the basket. And the guards usually, you know, some of your taller guards would guard the post player closest to the basket and would do the most of the rebounding and then passing out to the better ball handler, sometimes were the smaller guards. So it really is good to see some of those games, and just so you get familiar with what that is. I played that in high school. Dad always had camps in South Carolina in the summers that we would the whole family would go over there. It was at Myrtle Beach, so we were in heaven and played outside on concrete courts at this camp. And that, at that time, they had what's called Rover. So they had 6-against-6 like we did here, but there would be one person on each team that would rove the whole court. So that was got a little bit confusing when you did that. But after you played it for a little while, it was an interesting game as well. So there were several variations of this
wow.
half court.
Okay. Boy, I didn't know about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And you were... You mentioned the basketball camps, because I remember I went to the basketball camps at William Blount.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yes.
And I had totally forgotten about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he held weeks and weeks of basketball camps all over the Southeast in different places. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said you played.
I did play 6-on-6. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 1974. From Porter, and went to Middle Tennessee, and that's when girls basketball was just starting in the universities, and we went to 5-on-5 because the universities were playing 5-on-5. So I had to transition from playing 6-on-6 and just being a forward to 5-on-5 in college, where you were running the full court like they do now and playing guard and forward. So.
Okay.
It was a little bit of a transition, but it worked out fine. I mm-hmm. mean, it was fine.
It wasn't that big of a...
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I think it probably would have been more of a transition if I had been a guard in high school trying to learn to shoot.
Right.
As, you know, mm-hmm. as a playing 5-on-5, so.
Interesting.